Yes, 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 balance, yes, symmetry.
Yes, Corey, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, analogy.
Exactly.
Yes, queen.
Yes. Yep. Pray, delay, walk through it.
Just
yes.
Like you
did. Fierce dumb, honey.
Episode, now how are we numbering them?
I don't, you know.
20-something or?
31. Or
no, because last season. One. No, shut up. Last season you just counted up forever.
The point you know what I'm saying? Is this is the first episode
of season
three. And I just need everybody to know that Jenny's doing this while breastfeeding her bebé that was in her stomach.
The last time we were here. Evie was just a dream. That's not true.
Sorry, now I just have your boob in that Snapchat I was taking.
Well, just put a little...
But you know, miracle of life, am I right?
Miracle of life.
Don't worry, I won't send that. I'm just saving it for our personal files. But you know, normalized breastfeeding, am I right?
Normalized breastfeeding is the truth.
So Jenny, when we were last here... We were talking about, like, one word to describe how you were feeling. How do you feel today? But now that you're not a brand new mom, I guess we should say
still.
She was born at the end of September, September 29th.
Yep.
And she's about
five months old. Five and a half. Who's counting?
You are. Describe one word to describe motherhood.
So my word for today is mantra. I'm going to expand on that.
Sure.
Since Evie was born, and like everything I'm going to say in this podcast about being a mother and being pregnant comes with the disclaimer that like, obviously I love my child.
Miracle of life.
But for the past like 5 months, my mantra has been, she didn't ask to be here.
Sure.
Because
you did.
Evie's a really good baby.
She is really good.
When she's not being good or when she's being difficult, because she's always good. It's not her fault. She has needs. I just have to remind myself that she didn't ask to be here.
Right.
So just like slow roll. You can't be mad at a baby because baby needs something.
Right.
So that's.
She doesn't have words to use them.
She does not have words yet. She's very limited communication.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't have sign language words.
Nope. We're working on that. But in the meantime, my word of the day is mantra.
Mantra.
Have one if you're a parent or not.
Great. When was the last time we did this show?
Before I had a baby. So August.
Oh.
Right? I mean.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
At least.
Yeah.
August-ish. Because didn't we talk about Hamilton too? And like when we went to Hamilton
We did. So. And we said, see you on the other side of the war.
Right. So August.
Yeah.
Right before Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Jokes on jokes.
Snap.
Oh, so funny.
So funny.
I didn't mean that.
Wow. Mantra.
Babies.
It's great.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, you're a mother now. We have
that
to do this.
I am.
We're doing this podcast with a baby.
With a baby.
She's not very helpful when it comes to setting up the equipment, TBH.
No, she's really... She's,
I don't know if anybody can hear that. She's smacking her lips.
Finger. Evie. Oh, that was a big burp. That was gross.
Evie, do you want to say hi? Can you say it a little louder for the folks at home?
No.
She's just
putting her hands in my
this
mouth.
This is an audio podcast. Sorry, I should have been. Oh. She's putting her hands in Jenny's mouth. She's trying to grab the cord on the headset. She just
we're
had
get
her.
Rid of her soon.
Oh, yeah, we're is getting nice? Rid of her soon. Oh, that's not nice, is it, Evie?
But you need to go in the other room because after I hold you for a few minutes.
She really wants to get into the podcast
she's
game,
really,
I think.
Yeah.
Evie? Huh?
Do you want your own podcast?
What kind of podcast would you want to have? Would it be to fellow babies? Would it be...
Advice on babyhood?
Advice on babyhood. Don't you just hate it when your mom just tries to feed you and you're like, no, mom, I'm not hungry.
Stop just shoving that boob in my face,
right.
mom.
I want to play. And you should anticipate my needs because I'm a baby. I don't have words.
Also, how to style your mullet.
Guys, she's rocking a mullet.
She's very small and yet somehow still has all the hair.
Yeah.
So we'll be putting that her Evie's mullet styling tips on the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Enough
about babies.
We're
not here to talk about that.
We're not. Today, we want to talk about, listen, one thing that happened while we were gone is that Jenny and I did Whole30 for a month.
We sure did.
And Jenny did it last January when she was preggo. She found out she was preggo. Sorry, you can talk about your own life.
No, it's fine. I found out I was pregnant during Whole30, and so I didn't really feel like it was, you know, worth it or good. But right. Then I found out it's because I was pregnant.
So. Right. I also, at the time, thought Jenny was, like, insane for doing it. And then TBH, Busy Phillips did it. And I was like, her skin looks really good. And then I was like, we should just try it out. And it just, and, like, with the holidays and everything, we decided to do it in January for the month of January. Also got, like, a few other people to do it, too.
Yep. We enjoy doing a
team
diet.
Which
actually really helped, I think.
Yeah, I think it did, too, because we were able to have, like, a Whole30 dinner. I guess we should, if anybody's listening that doesn't know what Whole30 is.
So, Whole30 is a diet. It's a lifestyle change where you don't eat certain things. The idea behind it is that you're trying to figure out if you have aversions or allergies to a bunch of different food groups that tend to cause such things. So you don't eat any grains. You don't eat any
sugar.
Like
added sugar. Fruit is fine.
Yes. Legumes, which is like beans and
soy.
No soy. No alcohol.
No alcohol.
No dairy.
No dairy.
That's a big one. Is that all of them?
There's all, like, whenever I was listing it to people, I'd be like, there's a lot I can't have, so.
Grain. Basically, you can have meat.
You can have vegetables. Most vegetables.
Fruits. And that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. I mean. You know what I learned is that corn.
Nuts and seeds.
Nuts and seeds, yeah. Corn, not a vegetable.
No, it's not. I mean, here's the thing about vegetables. It's like, there's no scientific definition of a vegetable. It's a made up thing by the food industry. So same thing with fruit. Like, it's not a scientific classification. So it's fake. Fake news.
Fake news. I was just, I couldn't have popcorn for.
It was terrible.
A little over a month.
Technically, it's like a grain.
But okay. Grain. So overall.
Yeah.
For you doing it the second time around. What was it like?
I think it was definitely easier this time around, and because I knew the rules, so I felt like I could just, like, it wasn't as hard for me to find recipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason this time it was a lot harder emotionally, maybe because I was breastfeeding and I was new to breastfeeding and mm-hmm. my baby was tiny. So I felt like I was, like, starving all the time, and I was really craving sugar and I was really craving dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard, but I think overall it definitely was an easy, it was easier to make good choices. I also was home because I was on maternity leave. Sorry, B. So it, like, I could prepare my food during the day. So that was helpful.
Yeah, totally.
What did you think being the first time Whole30 year?
So my reasons behind it were basically, I just want to see if I can do it and what happens, because I don't think I'd have, like, any particularly, like, stomach problems or, like, allergens per se. So I just wanted to see if I could do it. The hardest thing for me is, like, being someone who, like, doesn't cook like Jenny cooks, like, having to meal prep. Basically, I'd spend all day Sunday cooking. That's not how I want to spend my Sunday.
What's the problem?
But I mean, you know, it's good that I was eating healthier, but at the same time, it was just like, I have to cook again. And then the other thing is, like, just not having the option to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Like, it's annoying. More like, you don't miss, like, one thing. You just miss, like, the option of being able to eat whatever you want.
Like, I didn't necessarily crave, like, chocolate, but I'm like, why can't I have chocolate?
Right. And like, I think that it, like, I went to Chicago to see my family during our Whole30. So even though my sister was doing it too, so that helped. But like, I found in the 30 days, like, a lot of the ways that we reward ourselves
is with food.
And so like, that was hard. So it was like, when you associate like going home and like having your favorite meals, or like having dessert more because you're on vacation or whatever, like all of that was off the table. So that was like interesting to handle.
So hard. Yeah, totally. So for anyone that's like maybe thinking of doing it, or, you know, interested in learning more, what are like some tips or like suggestions that you have for them?
I would say the first one that I would have is definitely meal plan.
Yes.
You have to meal plan.
Oh my gosh. We should put our like document on.
Yeah.
Jenny made like an entire Excel spreadsheet, which I followed like in the beginning, but didn't.
I mean, I think once you learn a little bit about what you can eat, it makes it easier. But if you don't meal plan enough and go grocery shopping enough, like it's, you're going to either starve or you're going to fuck it up. Yeah. Basically.
Oh, I also will say that Blue Apron teamed up with Whole30 for the month of January. And so I did this like special offer, and I would get like, they had Whole30 compliant meals. So that was easy for me and super helpful for me as somebody who like doesn't necessarily cook a lot. So if I did like find a recipe online and it was like one tablespoon of cumin, and I was like, I have to buy an entire jar of cumin that I'm probably never going to use again. Like Blue Apron had the exact amount.
And that's just an example, because cumin's delicious and you should put it in everything. Okay.
But again,
I'm just saying.
Okay. So like, it was helpful for me. Oh, there's spit up happening.
Sorry.
Keeping it real. It was helpful, and the food was actually delicious. Do you think babies like, well, they don't really have different taste palates.
Oh, speaking of babies liking different palates, I will say, remember that we discussed this with you when we were doing Whole30, but Evie's poop color changed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so weird.
It was so weird. It's changed back now.
That's so crazy.
Which is also weird. Yeah. It was very interesting.
Huh. So yeah, any other tips, meal planning?
I don't think you're supposed to, there's like, we talked about this during, but I think it's, make it your own Whole30. So like,
yes,
there are reasons that people do Whole30, and like, you have to do it the way that you're going to do it. So right. Like, technically you're not supposed to snack, but I was like, fuck.
I did that too.
Evie, you're being very rude.
Okay. In full disclosure,
we're now eating chocolate.
Jenny went to go put the baby down. Or give her to our tech guy.
Correct.
And she came back with a bar of chocolate. And I was going to say, I am not the type of person to like purchase a chocolate bar and like eat it.
I am, but go on. I just, as noted by what's happening.
But I love chocolate. This is really good. What kind of brand is this?
It's Theo. It's organic.
Cool.
Fair trade.
Yeah. There's like a sea salt situation going on.
Organic, fair trade, sea salt.
70%. Anyways, so we definitely couldn't have this on Whole30.
Nope.
You're not. So going along with like, make it your own Whole30. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily like have a lunch every day at work, nor do I have time.
You're very busy.
I am very busy. But like, I tend to snack throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to give that up just because I was supposed to have three meals a day.
Right.
And also, you weren't supposed to have dessert.
F that.
Because part of it is like forcing yourself to break those quote, quote, bad habits.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm still going to do this. So I would make like, my go-to dessert was bananas with almond butter, and sometimes I would toast some coconut.
So good.
But it's all compliant, I would just like to say.
That's the thing, is it's like, if it's compliant and you're not doing it for, I don't know, I just think it's, I respect Whole30.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean I want to do it myself.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So for me, it was more about like not eating dessert with every meal.
Right.
That was like a chocolate bar.
Sure.
And not thinking I could eat whatever I wanted because it was, I was breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, let me redefine the way that I eat every day and not ever have dessert again.
Right.
And have three meals. Only three meals.
Yeah.
I also just feel like three meals a day is not sustainable.
Yeah. And also
for anyone.
Yeah. And just afterwards, because here's a fun tip. You're supposed to like reintroduce foods to.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that.
And so technically it's not a whole 30. It's like whole 40. And so you do one day you introduce like legumes.
Sure.
And then for the next 2 days you go back on whole 30. And then on the fourth day you introduce soy and then you go back. Like, so you can find out what is affecting your person.
Right.
I will say that I knew it. It's sugar was affecting, like, if I was tired and also my skin was clear. So, like, as soon as that, I mean, it's not that I'm breaking out, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely had more energy, I will say.
That is fascinating to me. I mean, I can't, the other problem with doing Whole30 now is that I am breastfeeding and also not sleeping. So, like, again, even though, like, I've lost weight and, like, felt better in some ways and other ways, like, it was still hard for me to like tell if it made a difference because I am always tired. So I'll just have to do it next year.
Yeah,
but I'm not pregnant or breastfeeding,
so you would do it again?
I would do it again. I think it was a good reset. I think it made me diversify the meals we made, and it helps like get our house under order.
Sure.
It is definitely like expensive.
Oh yeah, it's also expensive.
And I, by the end, like, wanted to kill myself because I hated eating nuts. And I just felt like we ate too much meat.
Because yeah.
It was hard for me to do, like, vegetarian meals.
Yeah, so my friend who I blog with, she's a vegetarian, and I conned her into doing this with me. She did, like, a vegetarian version of it. And there's, like, some vegetarian version where you can, like, have yogurt or something. She didn't have it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just... I can't imagine. It was just like her eating leaves.
Leaves and salad. Eggs.
And eggs.
Tracy, you had a good recap, right, on your blog of weekly.
Yes. We recapped it each week.
Like what you ate and how you were
feeling. Yeah.
So you can find that at cookiesandsangria.com.
That's correct.
I also have on my Instagram, Garlic My Soul, a highlight for every day what I ate. So if you're thinking about doing it, check those two resources out to find recipes and stuff.
Overall, I liked the Whole30.
Yeah. I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But you have to invest in it or else you'll quit by day five.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing I'll say is, like, I noticed sugar right away when I tasted things. Like, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Or it's like even when I have boba milk tea now, like, I get either half sugar or no sugar at all.
Speaking of which, you can do that with salt, too. Like, if you don't eat salt for 5 days... And then you start adding salt back into your diet, you will notice, like, your salt receptors will be so much more sensitive.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if you... Because that's another problem with Whole30, I think, is you eat a lot of salt.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I think if you are somebody who has, like, hypertension or, like, high blood pressure, it's a good way to reset your system is to quit sugar. I mean, quit salt or sugar. Both. All the above.
So, Whole30.
Whole30.
Great.
Okay. So, we decided this season we were going to make... the podcast shorter, but then we just added a new segment. So,
well, it's a segment that we came up with like right before we started airing, taping, recording.
Folk, it's our first day back.
Okay, rewind. Okay, so we came up with a new segment, even though we decided we'd keep a little shorter this season. We came up with a new segment right before we started recording, and we don't have a title for it yet. TBD. Workshop in progress.
Yeah.
The segment is we order something for delivery.
From a new place
and don't know if it's good or not, and then eat it.
On the next podcast.
On the next episode. And you can find out if it's good or not.
Cliffhanger cuisine?
No. Cliffhanger cuisine.
I mean.
So the first thing we're trying are dumplings. I love a good dumpling. Sometimes I say a dump, and that doesn't.
Need in my mouth? No.
No.
That's terrible.
Absolutely not. That's not what it's going to be called. TBC in my mouth.
Gross.
Oh, I don't like it. So, guys, we've landed on a place called Lotus Chinese, which is in Burbank, conveniently closer to us.
And we can get a coupe.
Oh, I love a coupe.
Free egg rolls.
What is, why is everybody trying to why give don't they away just their always egg rolls?
Give us their egg rolls. Okay, beef and broccoli for not us. Mm-hmm. Steamed dumplings, shrimp dumplings, pork dumplings, boba. Egg rolls. Kabish?
That's enough, right?
I think so. Good?
I think so.
I'm hitting continue. My contact, my address, my credit card.
Guys, is this a good segment yet or not?
Is this dumb?
Is this, we said it was going to be cut down to like 30 minutes this episode. You know, here's a fun fact. I'm not really a big fan of Chinese food.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Chinese food.
I like dumplings. I find it to be
heavy.
Sometimes it's a bit too heavy and like oily for me.
I feel like you have to order from the right place. It doesn't like have a fuck ton of MSG because Americans like MSG. And so I feel like it's added to the food. But
I'd rather have like a, does it say how long it's going to be?
It says between 7 and 7:10. It's currently 6:10.
Great. I'd much rather have like a.
Do you have plans tonight? Because you can't go now.
I specifically said I do not have plans tonight. Perfect. All the people who were asking if I was available.
No. Because now you're one person at my house.
Yeah.
Great. I love Chinese food, but I got sick of it when I lived in China.
Sure.
For you.
That's another story for another day.
Another time. Anyways. So moving on.
So cliffhanger cuisine.
Yes.
TB continued. Because I couldn't be bothered to say to be. No. To be continued in episode 2, which for you guys will air in another week or so. But moving on, you know what time it is, Jenny?
I love it. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't not do it.
It's hate it or love it. So if you're...
Oh, so now we have to wait for the food to get here to do the next segment.
No, we can do...
I guess we could do parts of it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It's fine.
We can also cut around it.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about it.
So, hate it or love it, if you're just joining us for the first time, which, why?
why are you here?
Why are you here? But why thank you for listening. Is we do like a lightning round of five things pertaining to either the episode. Usually it's to the episode. And we basically say we hate it or we love it. So this episode, since we've been talking about food in Whole30, is about Whole30 foods.
Woohoo! Do you want me to go first?
Sure, you can go first. I feel like mine are dumb. Okay, so ready?
No. Well, you're going to give them to me first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, and away we go. Whole30 compliant bacon.
Love it.
Luna bars.
Ugh, hate it.
Carnitas.
Love it.
Sweet potato and breakfast dishes.
Yeah, love it.
Trail mix.
Ugh, love it. That carnita, the recipe, like the ingredients.
Yeah, we'll share
carnitas,
it on our site.
They're in my fridge right now because Jeff loved it so much that he wants us to make it regularly.
It makes it, like, the recipe yields so much that I still have some that I froze
from the
first time I made it. And
have
it's
you
super easy.
Eaten it unfrozen?
Yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you reheat it?
I put it in a pan.
Yeah.
Just I mean, I let
meat,
it thaw.
Like, just put the meat in the... Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah. It's so good.
It's really good. It doesn't taste... First of all, it's super easy. It's a slow cooker recipe.
It's so stupid easy.
And you just
slow
throw...
Is that a thing?
Is it?
Hashtag...
Hashtag... I see what you're saying.
You know?
Hashtag unplug your crock pots.
Yeah. Spoiler. Not really. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and you lived by Trail Mix.
Trail Mix is everything. I really don't like Luna bars. I feel like they're too sweet, which is...
Interesting. I love Luna bars. Mm. It depends. Like, I mean, they have different flavor flavors. I had that one this morning. It's a blueberry muffin one.
I guess I just, you have to be specific about which ones.
That's funny that you think that they're too sweet because, like, you can eat an entire chocolate bar.
Luna bars or Lara bars?
I meant Lara bars.
Okay. I love Lara. I like Lara bars.
I don't like Luna bars.
Me neither. Okay, cool.
I think it's because I was thinking of your dog.
I know, me too.
Whose name is Luna.
Yes. Lara bars I like.
Lara bars I love.
Luna bars I don't.
Luna bars I also don't.
Okay, great. Good talk.
glad we all got that. I had, oh my gosh, there was like a banana, like chocolate chip Lara bar.
Ooh, I haven't had those because I only have ever eaten the ones that are compliant for Whole30. Because, like, they're not all
right.
compliant.
Yeah, correct. One time I accidentally bought, like, one that had chocolate in it, which was so dumb. It was, like, called chocolate, like, chip. And like, I was like, oh, this is compliant. No, I'm an idiot. So, yeah.
They're really good.
Guys, Lara bars.
Out. Lara
in.
Great. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
And away we go. Coconut aminos.
I hadn't had them.
Ground beef.
Like, love it.
Chia seeds.
Hate it.
Almonds.
Love it.
Non-dairy milk.
I know that that was a hot topic on your Instagram. I'm going to say hate it, but I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't love it.
I don't really like chia seeds. They get in your teeth.
Expand
weird.
And every time I've had them, they just did not taste good to me.
I have them, like, if I have them in a mix, like, they're not offensive. Like, because there's, like, seed mixes you can sure. get at, like, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't need them in my life.
Right.
You know? I hate almonds. Bye. Coconut aminos are fine. They just taste like soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Yeah, I never, like, use them in anything. Because, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
again,
in my fridge if you want them with your dumplings.
No. Oh, well, maybe. We'll see.
Some brand.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great.
And that wraps up.
Hate it or love it. Sorry. I'm keeping it in. Oh, keep it all in.
Jam. Okay, so it's time for That's Our Jam, where we each pick a jam of...
Brie. I'm sorry.
Not though. Even that funny, and you laughed at your own joke. Oh God, she's really.
It wasn't even funny.
You look a lot like your dad right now for some reason to me.
Thank you. Or
the way that you were—I don't know.
Idiot. Anyway,
I'm Mr. Paluzzi. So, anyways, Jen, do you want to go first with your jam?
Sure. So I had two, but I'm gonna give you one.
Yeah,
because that's how this segment works.
Oh, no.
Okay. So my jam should be everyone's jam, which is the Queer Eye reboot.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got sick a couple weeks ago, and I laid in bed all day and put Evie in her playpen next to my bed and watched all the episodes of Queer Eye. And it was the best thing I've ever done, slash I'm really sad because now it's over. Because it's only 8 episodes. But it was amazing, and everyone should watch it. I love Jonathan. I love them all. I love every single one.
I haven't watched the last episode because I don't want it to end.
Let me tell you something about that last episode. I by accident watched it first.
Huh?
I don't know why. Like my Netflix just played that one first instead of last. Weird. And so it was weird because I watched it and I was like, this is weird. They're like not introducing themselves. Like I don't really know who's who, but like maybe it's just I'm supposed to figure it out because like Netflix is like a binge show. So like,
sure.
No, I watched it the wrong. But it's really good.
It's really good. Every single episode has made me emosh.
Oh my God, I've cried at every single one. The season finale will make you cry too.
Great. So. Awesome.
Who's your favorite? Not Queer Eye. Straight guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, I really liked AJ's story, who was the gay guy.
Oh.
Cause yeah, I'll allow it. He turned out to be super hot.
Yeah. I felt like that way about several of them. Like, I kept being like, oh, you're hot.
Who else?
Like the, I don't remember what his name was, but the guy who was like who had the dog and he was like had people over his apartment in 10 years.
Yes.
And like had a crazy beard.
Yes.
And
then like, I loved him.
They cut his hair and I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very handsome to look at.
I liked him.
My favorite is Tom though, from Ep 1, the old guy. He's just so cute.
Apparently they cut out a part about him saying like something not, well, derogatory about Muslims.
Ugh.
And Tan was like had to have a talking to him or something.
I just feel like that, yeah, like I feel like they all like I mean everyone has a flaw, everyone has flaws, and I feel like he was maybe like he said something at one point like that was like who wears the pants of your relationship to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Bobby, and Bobby was like, we're gonna have a talk about that, that's offensive.
Yeah.
And I think that's like why I like the show.
Yeah,
you know, because they're just like keeping it real, like these are real people, and like sometimes you fuck up and say the wrong thing and like people put you in your place and you can still be friends.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
There are definitely a lot of Trump voters in that bunch, but you know that's why they have the show is like
changing hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my jam. Everyone go watch it.
Awesome. My jam is going to be a podcast.
Of course it is.
I've managed to listen to other podcasts since we went on hiatus. My jam is called Making Oprah. It is a podcast that was released in 2016, actually, before the election. And it is only three episodes. You guys can do it. It's technically four. It's a mini series, limited TV series. It's made by this woman who is based in Chicago, and she's like an NPR type reporter.
WBUR.
Yeah, something like that. And she basically starts from the beginning of when Oprah was discovered till the end of her talk show. And they interview a lot of the producers, and they also interview Oprah. But it was just very fascinating for me as an Oprah fan, but also as somebody who like works at a talk show. It's very interesting, like knowing the ins and outs. And if you're a fan of Oprah or just like want to know how like TV works, like it's really interesting. It's really well done. And it's only three episodes. So everybody listen to it.
I'm going to have to listen to that. Yeah. I love a short run because I'm overwhelmed by my podcast.
Right now. Well, you'll like their next because they did in 2016. So their one that they're currently doing, maybe it's over already, is Making Obama. And apparently I haven't listened to it yet, but my friend was telling me that like the first episode is a lot about Chicago politics and not as much as like him, which is what I would want personally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's probably good to know about Chicago politics going into like his own story.
I mean, based on what I know about Chicago politics is like everywhere. They're very corrupt.
Sure.
Or they were very corrupt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Chicago, Blagojevich, for example.
That's who I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways,
so that's our jam. Jams, plural.
Plural what? Gotta go.
And like that, another episode done. Our first episode flew by.
It's still, we've been recording and still going to cut stuff out, and it's at 45 minutes. So I feel like we're doing better than last season.
Yeah. So
you guys like the new format, aka shorter, aka it's probably not any shorter, actually.
Yeah.
Tweet us.
Speaking of which, you can tweet us at That's Our Jam.
Yep.
Is podcast at the end of it?
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Or know how to you use. Can definitely go to thatsourjampodcast.com and you can catch up with old episodes.
You can find Tracy
at cookiesandsangria.com and at cookiesandsangria. Oh no. Jenny, where can the folks find you?
People can find me on the internet at Garlic My Soul. But like, guys, I have a new baby. So I haven't been posting that much, but I've been Instaing a lot. So like, follow me on Insta. That's like the best place to interact with me. Or Twitter, but like, don't check the blog because there's not a lot going on there. I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to it once Evie starts eating solid foods.
Sure.
It's just that's our jam.
Great.
On Twitter. What? On the Twit? Gotta go.
So thanks again to Megan for designing our illustrations.
Yes, we love Megan. Megan's-roy.com.
Yep.
And thanks to Steve for our music. Muzak. Steve, I think he still doesn't have the internet.
No, still
doesn't. He'll never have it. So,
But thank you nonetheless. And thank you guys for joining us. So thanks everyone for listening, and tune in next time when you find out if we liked our food or not.
Are the dumplings good? Will we ever know?
Will it arrive? Who's to say?
All right.
Thanks. Bye.